Right, okay, it's Boxing Day, and we are in Agadir in the middle of Morocco by the Atlantic coast. And how many days have we been in Morocco for, Ben?
I think it's coming up something near 10 days now, probably nearly a third of what we've allocated for the rally.
A third of the rally has been spent in Morocco, the country that I least wanted to spend time in the whole rally. But so what happened? Should we go through what happened very quickly for the
Sure.
purpose of this? Because we've got a few minutes. So what happened? We went to Casablanca to start with. Sorry, I'm drinking beer at the same time. So we went to Casablanca, and what happened in Casablanca?
We met a shipping lady who was she was a very positive, very enthusiastic lady. Our conversations went something along the
Right,
lines
okay.
of.
All right, okay. We'll do this properly. So when is the bus? Sorry, is the bus? Is the boat going to arrive tomorrow in the port?
Yes.
Is there any possibility of the boat being delayed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But the boat will definitely be here by the 24th. That's right.
Yes.
And the boat is currently in France. Is that correct?
Yes.
And France is how many days did you say? Five or 6 days away.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a chance that it might be in after Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So that's basically what happened with the shipping option. Everything was yes, and we eventually decided to abandon it and go to Marrakech, which is a lovely city, a beautiful, beautiful city. It's kind of got a very different vibe. Look, it's a lot cleaner. It's quite touristy, isn't it, really?
Indeed.
And we stayed there in a really nice hotel with lots of very friendly hoteliers, if that's what they call them,
Yeah.
in Marrakech. And
I think it was probably this point at which we met the majority of the rally teams at this point who hadn't shipped from Kent. And it was this point, it was crunch point. A number of the teams at this point decided that they'd either go home, that they would go for the very positive lady and her shipping option, or they'd press on to Dakar and try and find an even more creative way of getting around Mauritania.
Now, Dakhla is like a little coastal town right as far down as you can go towards the Mauritanian border in Western Sahara. It's out on this little peninsula, like a little finger which comes off the edge of Morocco down there. So we drove down there in a massive shift, which took us.
I think it was about 20 hours.
Yeah, it was 20 hours. It was a long time. We were all driving in shifts. And it was good. Lennon was going really well. By this point, he had the fuel tank on his roof, so he'd stop that kind of boom, 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 splittering. And
Instead was drinking petrol like George Best. George
yeah,
Best
well, this
drank
is
alcohol.
yeah, this is a point. We've actually named. We've not only named the car Lennon, we've named many of his components. So we've got the carburettor, which was first dressed up with a woolly hat and wrapped in a jumper, and then later on was covered by a stocking. We called Lady Gaga for like kind of for the, because it kind of quite liked the different outfits, and which subsequently had a different carburetor, which we called Jacques Chirac because it was out of a Peugeot and it was very old, it's an old French thing, and we named the fuel tank George Best because it liked to drink. Anyway, we best get on with this because we haven't got long left. But we found out that in Dakar nothing was going to work. And the only absolution, the only resolution to the problem lay in this man called Ahmed the Finger. And Ahmed the Finger met Stephen at the border yesterday. And what have we heard from Stephen just now?
Yeah, so he's made it. He's pressing on now to Dakar. I think things went as well as possible, and Lennon performed better than the Mercedes, which is slightly ironic given
Yeah, they went
our
through. There was a Mercedes
experience.
in Dakar at the same time that we needed to go. So basically, Stephen jumped into the back of the Mercedes. Just go through Mauritania. It's a very dangerous road through Mauritania. But there was like kind of because he was in the Mercedes, there was less of a worry. He jumped in the back of there. That went really, really quickly. But ironically, once Ben and I were taken out of Lennon the Beetle suddenly jumped in speed by, I don't know, about
50 kilometers.
50 kilometers an hour. So that says something about him and something about us as well. So as it stands, Lennon and Stephen are in Senegal already, heading to Saint Louis. Peter and Ben, that says we're in a hotel room in Agadir. We fly out to Senegal in the morning. Everyone's well. And yes, I think that's about all we've got time for. So bye bye.
See you soon.